Yo, homeboy, where you been, man? We've been looking for you.
Yeah, we ain't seen you around.
The comments page.
Lately, so where you been, huh?
Oh, you know, around.
Want a piece of pizza? Think I got extra pizza around here somewhere.
No, that's okay, thanks.
Yo, ding dong, man. Ding dong. Ding dong, yo.
No, thanks, really.
Yo, eat this, man. It's good for you.
I'm not really very hungry right now.
Hey, man, what it is with you? You on some kind of diet? Is that what they teach you in that little sissy
podcast?
Yes.
Back off me, man. Back off.
The question is, are you
deadpan?
Or what?
Leave me alone.
I said, are you
deadpan?
Get off me, man. Stop it.
You ain't down with us no more. You ain't
deadpan.
You ain't
deadpan.
You ain't
deadpan.
You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. Alright, Deadpan, I actually don't know how long this episode is going to be. I intend it to be a full-length official Deadpan episode, but we'll see, I guess. What I will tell you... Wait, don't turn it off yet. What I will tell you is that everything contained herein is relevant, or is intended to be relevant. You know, I guess time will tell, but it's intended to be relevant for the meetup that is coming up this weekend. So if you're saying, holy crap, meetup, and this is the first you're hearing about it, then send me an email and we'll work shit out. I owe all of you a follow-up to the itinerary. We're kind of... If you receive the first one, then fantastic. Our plan has not changed a whole lot. We're still not exactly sure what people are going to do on Saturday morning. You know, people will be kind of hanging free until we all descend on CJ's house and Cthulhu spare CJ and Lost Ralph. Because they're going to be making food, and so, yes, much gratitude to them, much gratitude to CJ for hosting us yet again. You know, it's going to be just a super blast. There's going to be a recording session. I've got a 60 lines script for the recording session, which I hope will be fun and not tedious. There's going to be a short play-by-play session, of course voluntary, but, you know, that's probably be led by the Energizer Bunny. In fact, I'm going to let her take the reins on that one. But otherwise, it'll just be lots of fun socializing, fun hanging out, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all of you again who I've met in the past, and also absolutely looking forward to meeting some of you face-to-face, you know, whom I've only talked to on the phone or on Skype or on Deadpan. All right, I have, wow, intro babble from hell. I'm going to click stop.
From the author that brought you V&A Shipping comes a new audiobook that's sure to make you sit up and think, what? Is this guy crazy or something? I mean, he keeps writing these weird books and they don't make a whole lot of sense or anything. I mean, how does he expect me to? For a barbarian, life is simple. Hunt, eat, build. There's not much else. But for Billy Barbarian, there has to be more to life. So he's decided to head down to the big city and check things out for himself. In the mighty, booming metropolis of Sethopolis, Billy seeks employment and finds it. His first job is to protect Miss Celine Dijon while she's giving a concert at Stump Arena. Through his assignment, Billy gets to meet the famous real estate developer Ronald Stump. But the fun and joy don't last long, as Billy uncovers a plot against Miss Celine's life. Can this sturdy barbarian do what needs to be done to protect her? Is he strong enough and quick-witted enough? Join Billy on his adventure with dragons, skyscrapers, wizards, and evil plots as he tries to keep Ms. Celine safe. Will his first job in the big city be his last? Find out! Billy Barbarian is a new podcast novel from author J.R. Murdoch. Find out more at jrmurdoch.com or ofgnomesanddwarves.com, and now available on podiobooks.com.
shocking way is also acceptable. Sometimes liked.
Okay. Are we rolling?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, I'm Paul.
I'm Storm.
And you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
Fucking.
And that is the way of things
that you're listening to.
Of Jack
Dead.
Yeah. Got it in one. Yeah. Boom.
And now back by popular demand, a segment from the first Deadpan podcast. It's something I call highbrow, lowbrow. This is kind of like the cast of Hee Haw performing one of Puccini's operas. It's like combining the film's Deliverance and Howard's End. And actually, we have done highbrow, lowbrow since episode one, a handful of times. But here it is again, episode 237. Unbefucking-leavable. And this time around, actually, it will require that you have some knowledge of the early 20th century poet Joyce Kilmer's most famous poem, which was simply called Trees. And the most amazing thing about the poet Joyce Kilmer is that the poet Joyce Kilmer is a man. But anyway, we are going to introduce you to the poem Trees by Joyce Kilmer, if you're unfamiliar. We're going to borrow some audio from LibriVox and hope that they don't sue us.
Trees by Joyce Kilmer. Trees. I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the sweet earth's hungry breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom stirs who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
And now for some alternative takes on trees. Bats by Joyce Val Kilmer. I think that I shall never see a film as bad as Batman 3. Cheesier than Adam West, with his blue tights and flabby chest. Burton's and Nolan's were quite okay, but we need jumped shark repellent spray. When Schumacher's film Disgrace adds Robin, Riddler, and Two-Face. Kilmer's Bruce Wayne is pathetic, who intimately lives with Dick. Films are viewed by jokers like me, but only Joel made Batman shitty. Speaking of trees, by Vice Kilmer. I think that I may never hear a podcast lovely as speaking of beer, while my mouth is thirstily pressed to pint glass filled with Belgium's best. I look at deadpan comments all day and type with carpal arms to say, the podcast world was so dismayed when Charlie let his show pod fade. With him, Evo and I did drink and shared discussion of what we think. Beers are drunk by fools like me, but only Charlie made SOB.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Pop in your earbuds.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Ed from Texas, finally getting around to making my recording for the latest round of Ear Buddies. This time I had the good fortune to be paired with Smooth Like Butta Espy, and the song that I chose for her was one that I found a few months ago, actually, written by a young woman who calls herself Maluka. I actually posted the link to it, but I know Espy told me she didn't actually see it before, so that was good, because I thought she might really enjoy this, even though she's got no, gaming connection to Skyrim, like I and some of the others on Deadpan do. What Maluka did is took some of the in-game songs, and there are many, and basically recorded some cover versions and combinations of them. And her voice is what really grabs me, and what I thought, even without the connection to the game, I thought Espy might enjoy. So I guess I'll turn it over to her and see what she thought of it.
Oh my god. What happened to the pants? They're all dead. The pants are dead. I'm stuck with dead pants. Can anybody help me? Jack Mangan, can you help me? Deadpan. Deadpan Podcast. Host Jack Mangan. Yeah.
Dicks by Joyce W. Kilmer. I think that I shall become sick, discussing one as foul as Dick. His twisted mouth sneers at the poorest, his black heart sputters in his chest. He claims to follow God's own ways, but question his acts and get locked away. A hunter that even shoots his friends, his list of war crimes never ends. The U.S. suffered under this douche, who intimately schemed with Bush. Freedom is wrecked by fools like him. Only doctored chads can vote him in. Cacti by Zane Joyce Kilmer Gray. I think that I shall never spy poems lovely as cacti, a plant whose thorny tongue is pressed against the desert's wrinkled breast. She stands in burning hell all day and lifts her prickly arms to pray. A tree that may in summer snare hikers in her buzz-cut hair, upon whose bosom snow would melt, where even rain is rarely felt. Thorns get stuck in fools like me. Oh my God, pull these things free!
You are listening to Jack Mason's Deadpan. We are Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
Hey Deadpan, it's SB. Finally turning in my Ear Buddies segment. And this round, my ear buddy was Ed from Texas. And Ed sent me a song that I hadn't heard of before. It's a song actually from the Skyrim game. It's called The Dragonborn Comes. And if I had more skills here, I'd play you a segment of it. But Ed posted it on the boards at one point, and you can Google it. It's called, again, The Dragonborn Comes. It's the Skyrim Bard Song. So this is a single person, a woman, and a guitar, minimal guitar. She's got a great voice, sings the song by herself at one point, actually harmonizes with herself, so does some mixing there herself. The song's obviously about the lyrics and the feel of the game. I had no idea before hearing the song what Skyrim is about, and I think I probably do have an idea now what at least the feel of the game is. I have to say, when I first listened to the song and watched the YouTube video, I didn't like the song, but when I listened to it without watching the video, I just kind of put my earbuds in, played the video, but then went on and did some other work, I really liked the song better. It's kind of got a Celtic feel to it, and I dug it. So again, The Dragonborn Comes, the Skyrim Bard song, and I don't know the woman's name who's singing the song. Maybe Ed will fill it in when he gives his piece of this segment. Okay, the song I sent to Ed, just sticking with the dragon theme, is a song by the Corin Tucker Band called Dragon. I received the Corin Tucker Band album, and so far their only album, and a couple years ago as my Deadpan Secret Santa gift. So thank you, Santa. This is one of my favorite albums right now. I play it a lot. And I just love Corin Tucker's voice. And as I said, you know, just sticking with the dragon theme, I thought Ed might get a kick out of that in and of itself, but I hope you like the song as well. It's an acoustic album and not the heavy rock voice that those of you that know her for. It's really mellow and sweet. And for those of you who don't know who she is, Corin Tucker is the singer from Sleater-Kinney and has always been a bit of an obsession of mine, she and the rest of the band members. So Ed, I hope you liked it, and everybody, I hope you get to check out this album at some point. Bye.
Yo, ding dong, man. Ding dong. Ding dong, yo.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Ed from Texas. recording my thoughts on the song that SB chose for me for the latest round of Ear Buddies. The song was called Dragon by the Corin Tucker Band, featuring Corin Tucker as the lead singer. I wasn't familiar with her or her previous work, so this one was completely new to me. Overall, I enjoyed the song, especially her voice, but I must confess, I didn't really understand what the song was about. I read through the lyrics, or I read through them as I listened to the song several times, and I'm not quite sure what it's trying to convey. Although, maybe it's not trying to convey anything, and I'm just reading too much into it. Of course, dragons are mysterious creatures of mythology, so maybe it's just as well. But like I said, overall, I did enjoy the song. Like I said, especially I loved her voice. I love the acoustic guitar that kind of builds further into the song. And overall, like I said, it was a very pleasant-sounding piece that I enjoyed listening to the several times while I tried to understand it. So, thank you, SB.
Alright, this week, instead of Greasy Spoon, or Greasy Nipple, or even Greasy Ernest Borgnine's, this week we have, you could either take it as Greasy Cantina, or Greasy Droid. Ed from Texas, Vader, storms into the ship, surrounded by TD-0013s. He takes one of the prisoners by the neck and says, "There, at last I have taken this weight from my shoulders. Mr. Mangan can call off the bounty on my big toe." But before she's captured by Ed from Texas Vader's forces, Princess Sinful plants a secret message inside Lopan D2. Lopan D2 and Retro 3PO crash land on a desert planet where Retro 3PO says, "I suppose her loving Alan was better than her showing up with a dildo." Star puts on Van's coat, leaves Star. The two of them eventually end up with Vanimon Skywalker, where a hologram of Princess Sinful pops out of Lopan D2's head and says, barbecue for dinner. Good night, Pan, moi. Then they lead him to old Ditto Wan Kenobi, who tells him, CP, bad motor scooter, - Montrose. They all fly into space on a ship piloted by Justa Joe Solo and the Wookiee SB. Justa Joe Solo watches Van Skywalker practice with his lightsaber and says, "This is a good time to deal with all those dead bodies you might have laying around." Then their ship gets caught on the Death Star. Ed from Texas Vader finds Lost Ralph's lack of faith disturbing. He says, "Wait, Fringe is getting renewed?" while using the Force to crush his windpipe. But Van Skywalker finds Princess Sinful on board and rescues her. Ed from Texas Vader duels with Ditto Wan Kenobi. Before Ditto Wan Kenobi is cut down, he says, "Star, insert picture of fake poop, star, ; close parentheses." The good guys fly away, get the rebels, and bring them back to attack the Death Star and X-Wing fighter ships. Van Skywalker hears the Energizer Bunny's voice in his ears while he flies in to attack. The Energizer Bunny says, "I just don't understand people. I dropped my car off to get the snow tires removed. The train station is a 10-minute or less walk from the dealership. Still, people were asking for a ride to the station. I could understand if it was 30 below, but it's actually above freezing today." Star shakes head, Star. And then Van Skywalker fires the perfect shot and destroys the Death Star. At the medal ceremony, SB the Wookiee makes a loud growling noise, which translates to, "And how about those nuggets?" and subsequently gets dissed with no medal. The end, ? And apologies to SB for ending up as a Wookiee. Oh yeah, and the first of the week, written in scrolling text across the starfield, Vanimon Skywalker said, "The hedgehog and the dog are off to Amsterdam."
Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
Motherfucker!
Smooth like butter.
Three of the big things.
Smooth like butter. Smooth like
butter. Deadpan.
Smooth like butter.
Motherfucker!
Smooth like butter.
We are
Deadpan.
Motherfucker!
Alright, that's it. get your meetup questions to me. My email address is jack@jackmanga.com. And also get your deadpan content to me. Same email address, or call the voicemail line 480-788-JMDP. And it's actually been a while. So, you know, send in, call in. Anyway, looking forward to seeing you on Thursday night for a Friday night schmoozing, for a Saturday festivities and events, and of course the party at CJ's, which will have a recording session and just mingling and board games and good times. Sunday's hanging out, which may or may not include a road trip, and then everyone who's left together and won't be at work on Monday. We'll do the final socializing before returning home. Looking forward to it. The first couple were great, unforgettable, and this one promises to be the same. Going to close now with a piece of music that we ran just a few short months ago, in January of 2012, about 10 episodes ago. But you know what? We're going to run it again in the hope and possibility that it may be relevant. Spoiler alert? Yeah, whatever. Good night, mush. Deadpan is the way.
Highness, anyone who says differently is selling something.
And that's enough. Good night. Not coming back after the music.
If only some good luck would come our way for a change. Doomed, Asriel, doomed!
Papa Smurf?
Asriel! We're doomed, Asriel, doomed!
Papa Smurf?
We're doomed, Asriel, doomed!
You let me smurficate you. You let me turn your skin blue. White hat and white pants shoes. I live inside a mushroom.
Help me.
The human wants to catch me.
Smurf me.
And his cat as real.
Help me.
The only thing that works for me. Help me to escape Gargamel. I wanna smurf you like an animal. I wanna smurf you from the inside. I wanna smurf you like I'm Gargamel.
Smurf it to me, baby.
My whole existence is drawn. What time does my show come on?
Come on.
My tiny village. You can't stop that song that we sing. Papa Smurf says that you should smurf off. Papa Smurf knows everything.
Help me.
There's only one girl here.
Smurf me.
We all love Smurfette.
Help me,
she makes me smurfy. Help me out of Gargamel's net.
Quiero smurfte como un animal.
Smurf it to me, baby.
Quiero sentir desde el interior. Quiero smurfte como Gargamel.
Smurf it to me, baby.
Toda mi existencia es errónea.
You can't resist our theme song.
We've been smurf hunting all day.
Come on!
and they help one female servicing a large group of males. That implies a species that lays eggs.
Smurfs don't lay eggs!
This is about Krishna. You know, with Smurfs being blue, kids see blue people. They, like, relate to Smurfs. And they relate to blue people when Krishna comes about, you know.
If you only Smurf hard enough.
Mega Man!
Inside the forest. Below the trees. We're like blue Ewoks. We'll break your knees. Drink Smurfette's honey.
That implies a species that lays eggs.
From inside of her hive. She is the reason I stay alive.
The Trees is a song on the Rush album Hemispheres, as well as on the live album Exit Stage Left, by Geddy Kilmer. I think that I shall never see a bassist skilled as Geddy Lee. Synth and bass his fingers play, and he comes from Canada, eh? He's in Rush, he's also the singer, not Limbaugh, the fat hate slinger, a band that may in summer tour and sell out, Rush fans are hardcore. His squawky voice may bother some. Those folks prefer Neil Peart's drums. Fools may bungle YYZ, but only Geddy can play the Trees. Last one. Supermodels, by Mia Jovo-Kilmer. I think that I shall never see an old-school model like Cindy. With luscious mouth and beauty mark, camera's sweetness, clothed or stark. Boys looked at her pics all day, alone in bedrooms locked away, whose fashions lesser girls would wear, but none could match her bod or hair, whose lovely bosom caused sheet stains, her intimate pics in the rain. Girls are wooed by fools like me, but only God can make Cindy.
Yo, ding dong, man!
Addendum 1. I sent out a spam email today about the meetup, so if you need to know about the meetup, then you should have gotten the email. If you didn't, then send me an email about the email, and I'll email it to you. Addendum 2.
The playoff movie massacre is in full effect. The first round of the NHL playoffs has ended, and not without its victims. St. Louis beat San Jose, but no one cared because no one had either of those teams. Los Angeles beat Vancouver, and so Vanamond was victimized there. The rules said he had to watch L.A. Story or Born in East L.A., but since, you know, no one owned L.A., we told him he can watch really any movie that has L.A., Kings, or Cheech and Chong in them. Phoenix beat Chicago, so the Energizer Bunny needs to watch either The Cutting Edge or the documentary The Phoenix Lights. And Desert Pixie lives on to face Nashville Predators. Or actually, are owned by me. And because Nashville beat Detroit, Retro either has to watch The Dukes of Hazzard 2005, sorry, or the new Predators movie, sorry. In the East, the New York Lopans beat the Ottawa Used Hares. So since New York won, actually, I think Used Hares has already paid up his debt. Bless you, man, bless you. Because he watched Made in Manhattan. Egads. The other choice would have been Warriors. Sinful had Pittsburgh. They lost to Philadelphia. Also owned by no one, but Sinful still needs to watch Rocky Balboa or The Village. I'm very sorry. Ditto's Boston Bruins lost to the Washington Capitals, owned by Espy. So now Ditto needs to watch either Pecker or The X-Files. And finally, the other team I had, the New Jersey Devils, pulled it out and beat the Florida Amy Bowens. I may still watch Cocoon now that I can watch it without, just on my own, by my own free will. But Amy, according to the rules of the game, is now required to watch Legend, the Tom Cruise one, the one with Tim Curry as the big devil guy, or she can alternatively watch Jersey Girl, the Ben Affleck one. I think there's another one, but could it be much worse? And that's that. Round two is in full effect, and we will get updated when these teams are done. But for now, get on those movies, folks. And hey, you know, if you want to work out a way of doing it during the meetup, you know, maybe we can make that happen. All right, that's the end of the addendums. Really, good night.